It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
In the back. Back to your family leisure, right? Northwest Expressway. Oh, they got some great deals going on. Labor Day, going to be telling you all about it. Joining us from Cleveland, Jake Trotter. Jake, how are you, my man?
What's going on, Al? Been a while.
How are you? Good summer?
Eh, it was all right. There's a lot of Deshaun Watson stuff to deal with up here.
Oh, I could imagine. I mean, having to go up there. Good summer?
Eh, it was all right. There's a lot of Deshaun Watson stuff to deal with up here.
Oh, I could imagine. I mean, having to go up there and dealing with all that stuff daily and everything, that's just no fun, right?
This was the craziest football offseason I've ever been a part of or ever covered. Between the Baker Mayfield trade that seemingly was never going to happen, and then it finally did, and then just the daily headlines associated with the trade for Deshaun Watson. It was I was ready for the season to begin. I'm ready to go. Like, enough with
all
these.
Then worrying about the suspension, how long that's going to be, appeals, this and that, right?
Yeah. Daily. It was daily coverage of what was going to happen with Deshaun Watson, really going back to the moment they traded for him in mid-March.
Are you going to Carolina?
I am. I will be there. Should be interesting.
I tell you what, the Browns organization, it is a fiasco, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, this hasn't gone the way that they thought it would. You know, I understand some of the reasons why they decided to move on from Baker. It just didn't end very well last year. You know, there was some acrimony in the locker room that really dated back to the Odell split, you know, that really divided the locker room. But I also didn't view their situation as binary. Like, they could have, you know, there were some doors seized that they could have opened, like a Matt Ryan, somebody like that. Jimmy Garoppolo, who they were never interested in really until the very last minute. And by that point, you know, they just weren't going to be able to trade for him. So they pushed all their chips in on Deshaun Watson, and it has really backfired on them right now. And if Deshaun Watson comes back and looks anything close to what he did in that preseason game in Jacksonville, the Browns, first of all, are not going anywhere this year, and they may not be going anywhere this year anyway. I think week one will tell us a lot about that, but he better be a top five quarterback, or we're talking about potentially one of the worst trades, if not the worst trade in NFL history. He better be a guy that gets them to the Super Bowl. You know, whatever you think about the morality of it, just from a transactional aspect, he better be really, really good, because they're going to be way over the cap next year. They're going to have to get rid of some good players just to absorb that contract. And then the fact that you're losing basically almost an entire year of that contract, I mean, this isn't a lost season, but it is teetering on the verge of one just based on the way their offenses look. I mean, like, Carolina's offense, just watching Baker with those guys, I mean, it's night and day better than what we've seen from the Browns so far, especially through the air, with Jacoby Brissett and a receiving core that's pretty underwhelming right now.
Well, I was going to go on that other side. What if Baker really looks good this year?
Yeah, it's going to make everything look worse. I mean, if the Browns struggle and miss the playoffs and Baker goes to the playoffs, I mean, just going to be another notch in the, you know, feather in the Browns' cap at that point. Series of moves that have not worked out very well, and just, you know, they have not been able to figure out the quarterback equation since they came back in 99, and really since Bernie Kosar in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, I think if somebody put it to me, you know, who is in the NFL, you know, if you're a desperate team, you make desperate moves. And, you know, it was one thing to go trade for Deshaun Watson, but then to give him that contract, you know, a contract I don't think anybody was willing to give him. That's how Cleveland got him in the first place. I mean, it just, you would hate to see the prime years of Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb and Denzel Ward, who are, you know, great guys, yep, fabulous players, you know, a year of their primes that, you know, wasted or squandered.
Who leaked that thing about Baker where they wanted an adult as a quarterback?
Well, that was Chris Mortensen. So that would have been it was, I think it was 2 days before the Browns traded for Watson, and 1 or 2 days after the executive team, so the owners, the general manager, and the head coach flew to Houston to meet with Deshaun Watson. The Browns are flying back from Houston, and Baker tweets out basically a goodbye letter to the city of Cleveland. And the next day, or either it was either like later that day or in the morning, somebody from the Browns organization told Chris Mortensen that we're looking to get an adult in the room. Now, right. Jimmy Haslam, who's the owner of the team, has denied that he was the one who said it. But I can tell you, Baker thinks that's who said it. So he would love nothing more than to, you know, shove that right in Jimmy Haslam's face next week. So I don't know. I don't know who said it. Like, Mort's never told me, nor would I ever ask. But there's only a few people it could have been, you know, for Mort to go with it the way he did.
Did you feel like Baker was not an adult?
I do feel like that Baker didn't always handle everything the best way here. I mean, I think that's just – now, I don't think that everything with his fault was his fault by any means. And I think what happened with Odell was, you know, that was more on Odell than I think anything. I mean, I really think Baker tried to make that work. But, you know, and not just talking about the 2021 season, but the 2019 season especially. I mean, there's just a lot of things that were going on up here where – it just wasn't. I think the put it this way, like the chemistry was not the best, and Baker, you know, had a hand in that, and wasn't all his fault, and he wasn't certainly the sole, you know, perpetrator. And I think he was walking into a culture that was in bad shape, and he was trying to change it, much like he successfully did at, you know, Oklahoma. Not that he changed the culture at Oklahoma, but I think he reinforced it when they were struggling a little bit there. Before his transfer, and, you know, really set the tone for that team. But, yeah, up here, it didn't really work. And I don't think Baker is blameless by any means by, you know, what ultimately happened.
Well, and it's kind of interesting that you said a lot of players sided with Odell Beckham, right?
Yeah, Odell was one of the most popular players in the locker room. And, you know, imagine a guy with that kind of gravity calling the quarterback trash by extension of his father. I mean, what effect do you think that's going to have? And I don't know if the team really handled it the best, because after that video came out, like, Odell was just gone. Like, he never came back to the building. There wasn't really a team meeting to kind of address what happened. It was just, he's gone. And I think guys were like, well, you know, clearly it's Baker's fault. And Baker was in a no-win situation at that point because he was playing terribly. He was hurt. He was losing his confidence. You know, he could feel guys on the team, you know, maybe weren't believing in him in the same way. And I think that was why, for everybody, it made sense that, you know, for Baker to get a new start somewhere, you know, kind of rediscover himself a little bit, for, you know, the Browns to move on and try to, you know, start with another quarterback, just because it felt like it really needed to end, I think, by the end of last year. I mean, it wasn't a good situation between Baker and Kevin Stefanski, the head coach. You know, the Browns, you know, whoever said we wanted an adult in the room, like, whether they said it or not, that's how they felt. I mean, like, I've heard, you know, variations of that quote from different people in the organization, you know, at the time and since. So, like, it was just time. Like, it wasn't working. Nobody wanted, you know, they didn't want Baker there. Baker didn't want to be there. It was time to get a fresh start. And I think he's in a terrific situation with a coach that he has a history with to some degree, Matt Rhule, and a, you know, pretty good supporting cast at the skill positions. I mean, like, Carolina's got receivers. They've got Christian McCaffrey. You know, if they can protect him a little bit, which is the big question mark, they have a chance to be a playoff team this year. So, you know, sometimes things don't work out, and, you know, you would hope that Baker learned from some of the mistakes, which, you know, he'd be the first one to tell you that, you know, he has a lot to learn from his time in Cleveland, and he can implement that and, you know, still go on to have a pretty successful career in the NFL.
Why did the Browns start Watson in the first exhibition game when they knew he was going to be suspended?
Well, I think their philosophy about it was, we're probably not going to have him here for very much longer. He didn't play last season in Houston, so we might as well give him as much work while we can. And so that's why he was taking all the first team reps the first couple of weeks of training camp. That's why they started him and played him that first quarter in that first preseason game. You saw how rusty he looked, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, I think he was a little bit rattled by the crowd. And, you know, he's on the field for the first time in a while, and, you know, he was rusty too. So I think all of that contributed to what you saw, and that's why they were trying to give him as many reps as possible, because they were, at that point, weren't sure, you know, was it going to be six games? Was it going to be eight games? Was it going to be the season? They just didn't know. And so, you know, they're trying to ramp him up as much as possible, because he can't even be here. He's not even in Cleveland anymore. He's gone. He's got to stay away until October 10th. So it's a very strange situation. And, you know, I don't know. It does feel like that they did not give Jacoby Brissett as much work as he probably may have needed. You saw that in their preseason game Saturday night, where he and the offense has really struggled. You know, don't look very cohesive right now. But, I mean, I think any offense in the NFL, if you're splitting reps between quarterbacks, you know, it's going to be hard to get either one of them ready.
You said something early, and I've thought of this also. What if Deshaun Watson is not the player he was?
It's already, you know, I think off the field, you know, just being up here in Cleveland, there are a lot of people that are very upset. These are Browns fans. Don't think that all the Browns fans are behind this trade, because they're definitely not. And, you know, some definitely are, but there's a segment of the Browns fan base that's just completely, you know, turned off by this whole thing. Now, they'll probably watch. I'm sure they'll watch the team. They might go to a game or two, but they're not fired up about this team. They're not excited about being a Browns fan. They hate the fact that, like, this guy is going to be the quarterback of their team for the, you know, for the foreseeable future. So, like, that move has really, I think, driven a wedge between, you know, different factions of the Browns fan base. And I think they've alienated a good segment of their fan base. You know, I don't think it's like a majority, but it's not an insignificant number of fans that are just, they're out right now on the Browns. So take that part of it out of it. They basically gave up what the Minnesota Vikings did all those years ago to get Herschel Walker. And look what that did for Dallas, and look what it did to Minnesota.
You're right.
I don't know how washed Herschel Walker was at the time of that trade, or, like, you know, how much he struggled in Minnesota, but he wasn't like the guy that they thought they were getting. So they better hope that this guy is like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, like that good. And Deshaun Watson has been that good at, you know, for Houston. I mean, he's been really like he's been fringy top five back when he was playing in 2019 and in 2020. Especially 2019 when they had that playoff run. But, you know, it's hard to rekindle that after you've been gone for almost two full seasons and you've had to deal with, you know, some of the stuff he's dealt with. Like, you know, he's brought it on himself, if you believe all the allegations and what Sue Robinson wrote in her report, you know, predatory, egregious behavior, sexual assault. But, like, that Jacksonville game, there weren't that many people there. And they were all over him. It's going to be like that for the rest of his career, certainly in the short term. And that's going to be easy to deal with. And so is he just going to be automatically, you know, top five NFL quarterback again? I'm kind of skeptical. Like, maybe he can get there eventually, but I don't think it's just going to happen overnight. And so the cap is going to get more difficult for the Browns to manage, because they're paying out so much money to all these guys, Deshaun Watson specifically, but not just him. And they're going to have to start getting rid of guys that are key starters on this team. Because you can't pay everybody the way that they are right now. Eventually, the bill comes due. I would make the case that the best roster Deshaun Watson is going to play with in Cleveland is this year's roster. They're not going to be better going forward around him than they are right now, because they're going to lose guys like Kareem Hunt. They're going to lose, you know, guys like Amari Cooper. And they don't have any first-round draft picks to replace those guys with.
It seems like your life was so much shorter in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I definitely contemplated that a couple times this summer, Al. Not going to lie.
My goodness.
It was more fun when we were playing the music game on Fridays, right? Even though I was taking a beating on a weekly basis.
I mean, you've walked into a stressful situation up there. My goodness. How's Brissett to deal with? How is he to deal with? Is he okay?
I like him. I mean, I think he's I think he seems like a good guy. Players on the team really like him. You know, he seems to be pretty popular in the locker room, but like, that's all well and good. Like, can he play? And
yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of fans were, you probably didn't watch the preseason game against Chicago Saturday. They basically did nothing with him at quarterback. They were down 21-0 to the Chicago Bears, who might be the worst team in the NFL. And like, not every starter was playing, but a lot of the starters for both teams were playing. So still the preseason, like, doesn't mean anything, but you know, it also, I think, is a little bit of an indication about where, you know, different units are. And, you know, I thought Jacoby actually, like, played okay. He was, like, 13-23, you know, 100 yards. You know, had a pick that, you know, really wasn't his fault because the receiver just fell down. But, you know, Browns fans were like, you know, how can you say he played okay? Like, what, like, I've been watching him every day in practice. It's kind of what he looks like. Like, I mean, like, by his standard, I thought he was okay. I would make the case right now, Al, that the Browns have one of the 6 or 7 worst passing offenses on paper going into the season. In an AFC where, like, you know, you're going to deal with, I mean, just an array of unbelievably elite quarterbacks. Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. I mean, I go down the list. You know, don't want to leave out Mitchell Trubisky for Jim, but he might be on a different tier.
What,
I mean, it's unbelievable how good the quarterbacks are.
What's going on with Lamar Jackson? Where they have 11 more days to negotiate with him.
Yeah, the Browns screwed the Ravens over because they gave Deshaun that $230 million contract, and Lamar's like, well, like, this guy got $230 million. He's not even playing. You know, I'm a former MVP. Like, that's the starting point of a conversation, of a negotiation. So I can't imagine at this point a deal is going to get done. So he'll probably play on the franchise tag, you know, next season. And eventually they'll figure it out once the rest of the market catches up. But, I mean, it really, you know, that's the other thing. Like, you know, the NFL owners, I mean, I'm not the one talking to them, but other people, other colleagues of mine are talking to them. And, like, they just hate what the Browns did because it completely – upended the quarterback market permanently. And, you know, I mean, they gave Deshaun Watson $230 million fully guaranteed. That was the richest deal in NFL history, not by like $5 million, by like, you know, $90 million.
Well, think of it, if you were still here, you'd be getting ready for the Greek festival.
Yeah, I'd be getting ready for some college football too, which I like. This is like the least prepared I've been for a college football season. Like, I don't know anything. I know the Pokes play tomorrow night. I know we've got the backyard brawl tomorrow. I think OU plays UTEP Saturday. Is that right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's in Norman. It's not at the Sun Bowl, right?
No, it's in Norman.
You know, so, the Sun Bowl the press box does not have air conditioning. And so when you're covering a game there in September, it's like 110 degrees.
Yeah, I was down the last time when they played there.
Crazy, right? The other thing that's interesting about that press box is you get Mexican cell phone service if you're in the press box. You don't get U.S. cell phone service.
When do the kids get to go to Greece?
They need to get a little bit older. We're still too young for international travel, I think, at this point. It might be an international incident if we took this crew overseas.
Especially since you got to work in the summertime like you do with all this drama going on.
I know. You know, the last time I was in Europe, it would have been 2015. No, it would have been 2017. I was on a train from Paris to Germany.
When Bob Stoops resigned?
I got on my phone and I was like, you know, it's like, do you want to, you know, pay for Wi-Fi or join Wi-Fi? And it was in German. And I was like, I don't even want to mess with this. Who cares? And during that train ride is when Bob Stoops' retirement came out. And I found out like hours later after we'd gotten to the place we were staying in Germany. And I was like, I can't believe this happened. Like, I was just talking to him like a week ago. What in the world is going on? I went on Paul Feinbaum's show, I think, from Germany that night.
Did you really? Wow.
I did. I had to use my father-in-law's phone because he had like an international account with him.
By the way, I think there'll be more Oklahoma fans watching a Carolina Panther game next week than ever before.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Carolina gear, I think, floating around Oklahoma these days.
Hey, Jake, as always, hope you don't have to go through this totally stressed the rest of the year, man, okay?
It's the Browns, Al. I think I probably will be.
Take care, Jake. Good talking to you.
Okay,
take care. Jake Schrader, ESPN Cleveland. My goodness, what he's gone through there. That is just unbelievable. I'll tell you what, I'm here at Family Leisure, right here in the Northwest Expressway, just west of Council. They got the huge Labor Day sale. It's going on until Monday. Relax outside with a new patio set, in-stock patio furniture. You get this up to 60% off, ready for immediate delivery. I mean, I've been sitting in some of it. It's unbelievable. In-stock hot tubs, up to 30% off. Great selection, ready for delivery, and set up swing sets up to 50% off. They got it all here at Family Leisure. Come on out, check it all out. Huge Labor Day sale. We're going to come back, take phone calls. Yes, we are. 98.1 FM, 30% off.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next.
Message marked urgent.
Want to share your take? Call the Lucky Star Line at 405-900-WWLS.
There's something wrong with the phone!
Powered by Lucky Star Casino. Agree?
He's right.
Disagree?
They're both right.
Yeah, yeah.
Win free tickets and prizes. Save it on your phone. The Lucky Star Line is 405-900-WWLS. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
The Sports Animal. Concerts are back at Lucky Star Casino in Concho, Friday, October 14th. Get this, Lucky Star Casino presents Ice Cube. Yeah, doors open at 6, show at 8. Tickets are on sale next Friday at 8 a.m. I bet I'm going to predict a sellout for that one, but that's just my prediction. Visit LuckyStarCasino.org for all the details and get those tickets early next Friday, 8 a.m. All the phone lines are open, 405-900-WWLS, or you can text 62582, Animal to 62582 to our Trade Pros Heat and Air Text Nation line. Al takes your phone calls next on the Sports Animal.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding is
back
being.
Back to Family Leisure. They got their great Labor Day sale going on. I'm going to be telling you all about it. You have some Sam Kennison, Tony?
I thought this was pretty good. I just came across this. Let me, here we go. It's talking about marriage.
You ever been married? What's your name? Gary. Well, Gary, if you ever think about getting married, if you ever think you've met the right girl, you want to settle down, get a house, get a car, will you do me a favor, Gary? Remember this face.
Pretty simple, right?
Oh, that is funny. That is really... By the way, Tony, I found out something about your Rao spaghetti sauce.
Uh-oh. Am I going to be brokenhearted about this or what?
No. It's from one of the most famous restaurants in the country.
Does that make you want to run out and buy some?
Absolutely, it does. This restaurant is supposed to be unbelievable.
Well, it's good, Al.
Been since 1890-something in the... Look up Rao Restaurant, New York. I was told last night by somebody, it's probably the most famous Italian restaurant in New York City.
Wow. Yeah. Who would have ever thought? Let's see.
Yeah, right.
Traditional and ritual are the heart and soul of Italian cuisine. Since 1896, the Reyes family has believed in sharing those traditions. They got a L.A. location, too. Vegas.
Oh, do they have one in L.A. now?
Yeah, okay. New York, Vegas, Los Angeles.
Vegas is closed. Vegas got shut down during COVID.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They have, like I told, about 8 or 9 tables or something, and 3 are for the mob families.
Oh, that's so cool. So this is like the most legit of legit.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes. Mob family. I mean, mob politicians, entertainers, maybe will get in the place. It's very difficult to get a reservation in this place. Now, they are open later. They open, I think, to 10 to 10 now. They used to be open just 4 days a week for a few hours. So
it's awesome.
Is that not unbelievable?
It's pretty cool. Who would have ever thought? My wife and her $7 sauce.
I heard their meatballs are unbelievable.
Wow.
And guess what? They sell their meatballs here.
Where do you get them at?
I saw Target.
Target. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, that'll delight my wife for sure.
Yes. So I got, yeah, I heard they are unbelievable.
Fair enough. That sauce is good.
Yeah, that makes me feel, I really want to try it now. I mean, this pumps me up.
Well, it's pretty good, I'm telling you, Al.
Yeah. So, where'd your wife find out about it?
I haven't a clue. She just came home and said, hey, let's try this.
Okay, so she hadn't had it before. Nobody told her about it.
No.
She just said, this is expensive. It's got to be good.
That was the mentality, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes don't you go with that mentality?
Not here as of recently. Maybe a couple of years ago before COVID, maybe. Yeah, I was a little more adventurous then.
Okay, sometimes I look and go, okay, there got to be a reason why this thing costs more than that. It has to be better. Right?
Yeah.
Does that sound reasoning?
It's logical. I mean, you don't find good stuff unless you...
But no, I'm excited about this rail. I mean, this is I mean, I told somebody eating there, it's unbelievable. It's incredibly, incredibly good. I mean, and this is from somebody that knows really good Italian food.
He's like, oh, yeah, that stuff? He knew all about it, huh?
Yes. Yeah, told me all about it. I said, give it this rail in a jar and then give me the whole story about the restaurant, the history of it and everything, and how exclusive it is. It's fine, you know, and it's a regular menu. They got, you know, spaghetti meatballs and veal chops and all kind of. They'll show you pictures of the menu there, Tony.
I'm reading the list of regulars. It reads like this: Woody Allen, who is it? Billy Crystal, Rob Reiner, Nicholas Paligi, Danny Aiello. Legions of politicians, sports figures, and matinee idols have jockeyed for a reservation.
Jockeyed for a reservation, yeah.
That's what it
to
said.
Get in there. They didn't talk about any of the mob people, though, did they?
No, they didn't mention either of that.
They left the mob people out of there. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is a really, really famous restaurant, Rao. And I am going to try the marinara sauce. I'm going to try the meatballs. When I cook on Sundays, my son Alex, this weekend, his buddy Matt Zellner is getting married. Gotta love this. Matt, they grew up together, still best friends. Matt's getting married in Italy.
Wow.
You know why? Because he's half Italian. Anyway, he's having a 3-day, he's getting married next May and having a 3-night bachelor party this weekend up somewhere in Tulsa at a casino and other places. So,
No, I barely got a 4-hour reprieve.
A 3-night bachelor party.
My gosh, I would have never had a wedding.
I remember, my bachelor party consisted of, the Hungry Peddler, okay? We had dinner at the Hungry Peddler on Meridian and then about 10th it was that. Remember the Hungry Peddler?
Yes.
Great prime rib. And then when the woman left, they took me to Sugar's. What are you laughing at?
What a great, that's a pedestrian bachelor party right there.
Yeah, right. That was it. The bachelor party. We went to. They took me to Sugar's in Norman.
They make you at that time. Did they have a jukebox they were dancing to? Because at the end, I think it was a jukebox.
I don't remember about the night at Sugar's, that was a great night. What's the name of the place? And where again? Okay, Sugar's. If you want to go, it's shut down now. They're putting a nightclub there. And the Hungry Peddler was right. There was a chain of Hungry Peddlers, right?
I thought so. I thought it was like a kettle type deal.
No. It was steaks. Google Hungry Peddler.
They're still open. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Wisconsin.
Really? What do they serve? I wonder who owned them.
steaks and choice of scallop, shrimp, or fish.
Okay. And this girl, Kathy Strong, who later became Kathy McFeely, I told you about the McFeelys last night, she ordered her steak. She kept on, she ordered it well done, and it kept on not being well done. And finally, the chef wouldn't cook it anymore. I remember that happened that night. Okay? So, the Hungry Peddler and Sugars. That was my night. Not quite what Matt Zellner's doing this weekend about a three-night thing. Then he's getting married in Italy next May. And I asked the question, why are you having a bachelor party when you're not getting married for months away? So, but he's a lawyer in the military. You ever want to be a lawyer in the military?
No.
Never cross your mind.
Not being a lawyer, no.
How about being a pilot fighter?
That would be the best.
Oh, how about the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where this Japanese guy and his son said, what'd your father do? Oh, he's a kamikaze pilot. And then Larry goes, didn't he die? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, I thought kamikaze cops were supposed to die. What happened? So Larry's trying to find out why he's a kamikaze pilot and didn't die. That was quite the episode. That was the episode when he played bingo in this home, and the old people got really mad at Larry David. Anyway, we're going to go back, take phone calls. Let's get the phone calls going. Call? Yeah, somebody has had this rail source. I'd like to know. You had it, though, and you said it was really good, right?
I've had it several times, and it's really good, yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay. Noticeable. So you don't care about money anymore. I like that, Tony.
I didn't say that.
Go tell the wife, Amy, go buy whatever you want. Get the rail. Don't buy the cheap stuff. Eh? You got to try the meatballs, though, right?
No, that's on the list for sure.
Okay. And the cumin sauce. It's a package with sauce.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, isn't that great? Okay. Let me tell you about Family Leisure. What a great sale. I mean, it's big time. Labor Day. Labor Day is Monday. And the sale goes on right now till Monday. They got some incredible stuff out here. Relax outside with a new patio set, in-stock patio furniture up to 60% off, ready for immediate delivery. And tell me what, this patio, I never see it. It's unbelievable what they got here. In-stock hot tubs at 30% off. Great selection, ready for delivery and setup. 98.1 FM. That's what's at all.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance and WWLS, the sports animal. We're sharing some important back-to-school safety tips. Some of these... you should know already, but we just kind of want to follow up. When you're backing up, always look behind the car and in your blind spots. Look for designated drop-off and pick-up spots for the kids. Follow posted speed limit signs. How about always keep your emergency contact information in your child's backpack? There's one. If you have any questions on how to keep your family covered, connect with your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau agent to discuss the right plan today. Travis and Bill will talk with Al Eschbeck next on The Sports Animal. 98.1 FM. Our text line is open. Also, text ANIMAL to 62582. Trade Bros Heat and Air text Nation line. Also, 405-900-WWLS. Now let's take in your phone calls next on The Sports Animal.
Hey, we're back. By the way, the Washington meeting with the latest Pac-12 to meet with the Big Ten. Oregon met with them last week, and we hear that, though, the Big Ten is not going to expand. So we will see what will happen with that. Anything on the trade pro line we need to talk about before I take phones calls?
Let's see here. Let me go back, refresh.
You said there were some people concerned about Jim's surgery tomorrow?
Yeah, some well wishes, some maybe sarcastic well wishes. That's what you want to call them?
Okay. What? Anything serious there we need to talk about? Anything?
Other than what Italian joint you guys talking about?
Rao in New York. R-A-O.
And the sauce is in stores here in the city.
Sauce is in store. I think I know that they're in Walmart and Target.
Yep.
Rao's, and I know that the meatballs are in Target. So
I wonder why Walmart wouldn't have the meatballs in the size.
I don't know.
The same
Maybe they do, Tony. I don't know. I just saw an ad going to go where to pick it up, and it flashed out the marinara. I didn't see. I saw the sauces in both, and I didn't see the meatballs in both. But that is something. I heard someone told the meatballs are great. Okay, I mean big time. This came from an Italian dude back from New York. Okay. Let's go to Travis. Travis, how are you today?
Well, I'm great. How you doing, man?
Good. Mai Tai.
Hope I didn't weird you out too much with my last phone call with the Scott impersonation. I thought I did pretty good.
I thought you did, too. I don't know what's happened to Scott. Tony said we might call the FBI, find out if there's anything going on, if something's happened to him. I don't know.
It's all right. I think we'll be okay without him. Hey, I wanted to ask you, did you hear about today, I guess, the NCAA Board of Directors met? They changed some rules on the transfer window.
What'd they say now? No, I didn't hear. What'd they say?
Well, now they're saying for fall sports, college football specifically, they say 45 days after the CFP Final Four is announced, players have 45 days to documentarily, in writing, announce that they want to transfer. They don't have to commit to anywhere, but they have to say, I want to
enter the portal. So you're saying after the championship game, is that what you're saying?
No, they said after the CFP is announced, the Final Four. I think it's the day the Final Four is announced.
Oh, basketball or football? What sport are we talking about here?
For fall sports, for college football.
Okay. So for football, when the Final Four are announced. Okay.
Yeah, that's not how they worded it. It's still, they said a 45-day window begins the day after the college football playoff field is announced. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that would be after the first week in December.
Yeah, and then they said there's another window, May 1st through 15th, coinciding with spring practice. So that's another 15 days they have.
Okay, so they give them two windows. I understand. That they don't have to make a decision. They just have to enter. They have to enter the portal then.
Yeah, and then they also add the caveat that, you know, head coaching changes or loss of scholarships, stuff like that, will be considered. So
it's getting way too complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, it used to be a simple world, yeah.
And they also declined the notion to allow players to have be able to transfer with immediate eligibility to one year. So they can only transfer one time and then play it immediately after that, and then if they transfer,
well, I hope they hold them to it. Basketball, I see they're asking for waivers and being granted for waivers, so I hope they hold it to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that language too that says special accommodations will be made based off certain criteria. So,
oh my gosh, please.
Yeah.
We'll see, Travis. You going to the game tomorrow night?
I'm going to try. I don't have tickets yet, but I usually fall into some. I live close to the stadium, so I sell parking.
Okay.
And usually one of my parkers will buy me a
ticket. Friday, call me and give me your report card, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait.
Okay.
Appreciate you, bro.
Take care. See ya. Let's go to Bill. You're up, Bill.
Hey, Al. The previous caller was calling was asking about the thing. One of the things I was going to, and one other thing I was wondering about on that, you know, the window part of it is the NCAA, based on their history, ability to finance or manage the thing, you know, and keep up with it and hold everybody accountable for it and all that type of thing.
Which they're not doing. It's become ridiculous is what it is.
Well, so that's what I mean. You know, historically they're always letting a lot of stuff go, and they're soft on a lot of the things they need to be hard on. So I just wonder
it's a floodgate now. Okay,
that's what it is.
Yep. And it's not changing anytime soon.
Maybe it might be one of those things where it'll take maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years to really fine tune it, maybe have an effect, but they've never had much of a history of having good effect stuff like that.
I don't feel good about that, okay? I can tell you that.
One more question. You know,
yeah, sure. Go ahead.
David Hicks.
Yeah.
I've been watching a little bit, and it seems like he's starting to trend more and more towards OU.
Yeah, I saw the Will Fong guy today put a crystal ball for OU today. Absolutely.
Yeah. 247 has been showing all along that he was going to Texas A&M, you know?
Yeah.
And then Rivals had him going to OU. Well, 247 has now come up and said he's 100% towards OU, plus ON3, I think it is.
Yeah.
They had a 60-40 basically in favor of A&M, and now they've changed it and reversed it.
A lot of people think he's a silent commit to OU, okay?
Oh, he's going to be a stud.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks, Bill. See ya. We're here at Family Leisure. Come on. They got the huge Labor Day sale going on until Monday. Above ground pools in stock, heavily discounted, ready for immediate delivery. The patio furniture is unbelievable out here. Up to 60% off, ready for immediate delivery. Family Leisure right here on Northwest Expressway, west of Council. Going to get back, take phone calls, 98.1 FM, 30%.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. It's Bud Light game time on the Sports.
Calls, 98.1 FM, 30%.
Stay with us.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. It's Bud Light game time on the Sports Animal with total coverage of Oklahoma versus UTEP Saturday at 2:30. Unsportsmanlike conduct with the Morning Animals is live from the Grand Casino Hotel and Resort at 10 a.m. Then at 11:30, it's countdown to kickoff and Bud Light game time live from Campus Corner with Jim and Al inside the RV General Store Sports Animal Mobile Studio, driven by Eskridge Lexus with the all-new 2022 Lexus NX. Experience amazing at Eskridge Lexus of Oklahoma City. After the game, it's football feedback with your chance to sound off, followed by the College Locker Room Show, sponsored by Park Ridge Medical Clinic, Carter Chevrolet, OG&E, H&H Shooting Sports, and Allison Insurance. Your game day coverage of Oklahoma is on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, your home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. A Cumulus Media Station.
Take it easy. Huge Labor Day sale going on until Monday. I'm going to be telling you all about it. Let's get to the phone. Let's go to Lee. Lee, you're up. Talk to me, please.
I told Linda, I said, Lee, anything, I said, I got it.
Lee, are you there? Lee, you are like Abraham Lincoln. You are history. Let's go to Derek. You're up, Derek.
Hey, Al, I wanted to see if Tony can play a song. I want to see if you will like it. It has an old rock and roll feel to it.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure Tony has heard this. Tony has heard this. I'm sure he's heard it. Okay, the song is On the Dark Side by John Cafferty.
Tony?
I probably have. This is from Eddie and the Cruisers, right?
You got it, Eddie and the Cruisers. You're pretty good. That's impressive.
I've got my skills. Al, have you ever seen that movie?
Eddie and the Cruisers. Tell me what's an old rock movie?
Kind of. Derek?
It's an old rock movie, yes.
50-50 chance I've seen it. Okay?
Yeah,
titles like that I usually
to like the song.
Go to. Okay.
Let me move about here. That's exactly what I thought when I first heard it when I was younger. I often got it confused with Springsteen.
Yeah, it sounds like Springsteen. What it does. So
it's good.
It's okay.
You like, okay, so you like that, Tony?
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It would make my Spotify list, okay?
I was just making sure. I was like, I like it. Has that old rock and roll feel to it.
Sounds like Springsteen. I mean, it really sounds like a Springsteen song.
Derek, you should.
You know what? That's a good comparison.
Derek has to realize, like, when he brings songs to the table, it has to be played on the radio, and it has to be, like, the greatest song ever if you're bringing it to the Master Al. It really,
I didn't say it. I got 800 songs downloaded.
Yeah, but you don't
can't
have...
You can't pick one of 800?
You don't have any of the cruisers on the dark side.
Yeah, that's right for sure. And you know what? You know what chance I'm going to have that download that, Tony?
0.0
Tough crowd, man.
Well, no. I knew it wouldn't be on his thing. I very easily even heard that song. That's why I was wanting to play it, because I didn't know if he's ever heard it.
I knew
he didn't have it.
I haven't heard it, and I probably won't ever hear it again, okay?
Again, Derek, okay, it has to be the greatest song ever. You got to bring it.
One out of 800.
I don't feel too bad, because, Tony, how many times has Al asked you to play a great song and you play one and he's like, that's not great?
Oh, I've taken my beatings. Hey, Derek, I've taken my beatings. I've learned over the course.
1 out of 800. That's all I ask for.
He's a hard man to please on music.
Pretty good odds, I'd say. 1 out of 800. And then there are a lot of songs I haven't downloaded that I still like. Just don't download them.
I bet you and your wife, Al, probably had battles on who took control of the radio.
She was pretty good. She listened to what I listened to. She was good. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's impressive, because, man, I feel like it'd be hard to...
No, because I listen to good stuff. I mean, but she has to go, honey, that's a great song you're playing. I mean, I got that all the time. Okay?
Hey, my sports question that I want to ask you, Al, and maybe this is... Okay, I always hear, you know how you always hear people like, or teams release their depth chart and
right.
Like their starting lineups, you know, before, at the end of the season, whatever. One thing that I've always wanted, I wish that they would tell you, but I never hear it, is like who's going to be on the starting special teams unit. I am curious as a fan to know, like, who would be on my special teams unit. Because, I mean, I think I've never really heard it, though. Have you? You ever hear that?
No, you don't. You just got to pay attention when they come out trotting the field.
I know. It'd be just nice, though, like, if they at least know, like, if your special teams is playing terrible, it'd be nice to know who was out there.
Usually you got your best athletes out there, people that can run. So,
but don't like your star players out there, because you don't want them to get hurt.
No, you don't want them to get hurt. No. So you got people at reserves that can run. They're special teams players. Okay? See ya. Let's go to Trusuna. What's up, TS?
Hey, Al. What's going on?
Oh, I'm getting ready for football, I think.
Man, I got to tell you, so that guy, his call was about Eddie and the Cruisers, and it was about depth charts on special teams. I hope there's a 0.0 chance that you let him on again.
Got a hard crowd tonight, Tony.
I'm just
telling it.
I knew I was messing with that guy. He's probably, I mean, you know. Hey, so I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and I've always known, you know, I mean, 7 national titles for OU is impressive. But have you ever thought about that they were literally one game away 10 other times from winning 10 more national titles? Now, I know they're not going to win all 10 of those games, but I mean, is there any other school out there that was one game away from winning 10 more national titles?
Oh, probably. You know, you never can tell. Alabama, you win all the ones they got, Notre Dame. There were schools that had a chance. USC, Ohio State.
Let's see if I'm missing any. 73, they tie USC. They would have won the national title, right? Is that right?
Right. That's right.
77, they would have beat Arkansas in the Orange
Bowl. No, that's not true. They would not have been national champion. Notre Dame would have been national champion. Notre Dame killed Texas in the Cotton Bowl. Oh, you lost to Texas that year.
But you think Notre Dame would have jumped from 5-1?
Yes, they would have jumped, and there's no doubt. They killed the Texas team that OU lost to.
No, I get it. I get all that. And back then it was all about
Right. And about Notre Dame. And people love Notre Dame. 78, they would have been champions. They got beat.
84.
I don't know. I don't think 84 they would have won it either.
They would have passed BYU up.
That's not true. We don't know that. We don't know that. Well, BYU was undefeated.
Yeah, but they beat a Michigan in a holiday, a 6-5 Michigan in a Holiday Bowl.
I realize that.
I think OU would have won.
OU was ranked behind them going in, so why would OU pass them?
Are you sure OU was ranked behind them?
OU had been beaten and lost that year. Yeah. OU in 84 tied Texas and got beat by Kansas. Yeah, OU wasn't going to.
That was the talk was that OU could win it.
I don't think they would. Go ahead, okay. Go on now.
Okay, then. All right, 2003, right?
Definitely 2003. Absolutely 2004.
2004.
Definitely. 2008, definitely.
That was the last. Was that the last one?
Yeah, and then if you ever beat Georgia, you could have.
You beat Georgia.
You had a chance. Hey, you're gonna love this. You will love this.
Okay.
Lincoln Riley said today.
Oh no.
The year. What was the year Mike Stoops got fired?
It was like.
Is that the year they got beat? No, it was the year after they lost to Georgia, right?
Yeah, so it'd have been 17 or 18, right?
Anyway, he said Ruffin McNeil didn't take over the defense that year, they wouldn't have gotten in the playoffs.
Oh my gosh!
They were worse with Ruffin McNeil coaching the defense then.
They were worse.
I mean,
I look at the guy. This, you know, this Grinch may turn everything around, and he may become a great coach at some point. But Al, I mean, I know this all sounds like sour grapes, but that dude, man, he had players playing in wrong positions last year.
You got Trey Brown in the NFL. You got Norwood in the NFL.
Right.
You got. Tony Yale in the NFL made the team. I mean, look at these guys that he had talent and the secondary was terrible and he was coaching the secondary.
Who was the player? I've already forgot his name. Who was the player that was causing so much trouble that kept getting flagged? And Mookie, what was his last name?
Oh, Bookie.
Think about Al. Can you imagine him trying to do some of the stuff on Venable's team that he did on that team?
Well, and they wouldn't play Norwood. They were playing him until finally they got him out of there and put Norwood at the nickel. That's when that secondary changed that year.
Right.
Horrible decision. The penalties and everything. Yeah, the penalties, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know how many times I was sitting in the stadium watching him run to the other end of that. Complete pass, and that referee got his hand in his pocket, contemplating if he's going to throw the flag or not.
Probably five
more times that year than they actually got. You know, I mean, so I'm just thinking about that. I'm thinking about that dude running around and with Venables. But
what a circus that was.
And you know, see, here's the deal: if nothing had happened, we would be excited about this season, and we'd be talking about Caleb Williams being a Heisman Trophy candidate and all that stuff. But you know what? Our defense still wouldn't be any better.
No, you're right. I agree.
And the future of our defense wouldn't be any better, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think the future of the program wouldn't have been. Let's not forget. I'm gonna say it again. Lincoln Riley inherited a great players from Bob Stoops.
Did you see the stat? I don't think I talked to you last week about this, but maybe I did. But Bob Stoops's last recruiting class, 12 of those guys are still in the NFL.
Is that unbelievable? Yeah.
That's almost half the recruiting class.
And I saw people on this, well, Bob was getting tired. No, he wasn't. He was turning out great classes at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see.
So, okay, take care. Okay, give me a great song. You got a 1 in 800 chance. Is that a good odds? I mean, is that to me? And I don't run a bookie service, you know, but that seems, you know, 1 in 800, pretty good.
I got a chance. Especially,
you got a chance, but you screw up a lot of the chances. So I don't know. And especially a dude that knows music like you do.
Yeah, but, man, come on now.
What do you mean?
That's pretty tough.
No, I don't.
I'd love to, like, one time go, Al, all right, give me a great song. Something I have in my library. What do you think you'd come up with?
With you?
Yes.
I'd come up with... Martha Mandela's. Come get these memories.
And then I would just say, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say, Al, yeah, you're absolutely right. Don't give me that crap.
Here's my entry.
Go ahead. Rescue Me, Fontella Bass? No.
That is a great
song.
That's not
it. No, it isn't.
Why is it?
It's not on 800. It's not on 1-800.
That's not one of 800?
No.
That's a shame.
I don't think so. You know the chance I have of downloading that to my Spotify?
0.0.
Wow. That's a great
song. It's not a bad song. It's not a bad song. But is it worthy of going to the elite to join the Al Eshbach Spotify? No. No. The song I had you play last night, Oop Oop Badoo, that was...
I never would have guessed that. I never would have.
Well, not many people know that song, so, but that's a rocker, right? And sometimes you forget I like something called, I think it was called, let me think. Oh, yeah, I think it was called Motown. I think it was at one time. In fact, it probably still is called Motown. We are here at Family Leisure. Think of the holiday sale going on Labor Day. Labor Day Monday, huh? Labor Day's never been on a Tuesday. It's always been on a Monday. Wonder why, Tony.
I got it.
Come on
out. I got it.
What do you got? That's a great song.
Is that 1 of 800?
That's 1 of 800.
Oh, nice.
1 of 800.
Redemption.
And let me tell you, there's an Italian restaurant 2 blocks from Spanish Harlem. It's called Rayo.
It all comes
that's
full
a great
circle.
Song. Spanish. That's a great song. So was the other one that he did. They made the movie. I'm brain dead, Tony. Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah,
Stand
yeah.
By Me.
What a soundtrack.
What a great song. What a great voice. And anything he did with the Drifters also, this Magic Moment or There Goes My Baby is a great song.
What about Don't Play That Song?
It's a good song. In fact, I did download it.
Wow.
Yep. After you gave me that on a music thing, I downloaded it.
See, I bring good songs to the table. You went and downloaded
one. I didn't
one.
Say you didn't bring good song, but you have problems getting 1 out of 800.
Yeah.
So, Spanish Harlem. I heard there's some really nice places in Spanish Harlem now. So, used to be before, when I was growing up, yeah, you didn't want to go to Harlem. But I heard it's really, really, really cool. They got the Apollo in Harlem also. Family Leisure's huge Labor Day sale going on right now. Until Monday, you got to check out the patio furniture. Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. I said, it's just incredible. Got up to 60% off, ready for immediate delivery. In stock hot tubs. Up to 30% off, great selection, ready for delivery. Swing sets in stock, 50% off. Come on out to Family Leisure. right here at Northwest Expressway, right west of Council. We're going to come back, take more phone calls right here, 98.1 FM, Dakota Sports Channel.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. It's Bud Light Game Time on the Sports App.
FM, Dakota Sports Channel.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us. It's Bud Light Game Time on the Sports Animal. With total coverage of Oklahoma State versus Central Michigan. Thursday night at 6. Countdown to kickoff and Bud Light Game Time. Live from Eskimo Joe's. Joe State Tailgate with Gideon Hamilton and Rashawn Woods. Inside the RV General Store Sports Animal Mobile Studio. Starting at 4 p.m. after the game. It's football feedback with your chance to sound off on the game. Sponsored by Twin Peaks, 43 Vision, Eskridge Honda, Revive Men's Health, and Adams Family Real Estate. Your game day coverage of Oklahoma State is on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Your chance to score Michael Bublé tickets live at BOK Center. He's up in Tulsa, Sunday night, September 11th, courtesy of Beaver Productions. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But listen, all week on the Sports Animal, we'll have free tickets to see Michael Bublé live in Tulsa at the BOK Center. Lee has called back, and Lee is prepared to talk to Al Eschbach on 98.1 FM WWLS in Oklahoma City. Perhaps you'd like to call 405-900-WWLS.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
In the back to the family leisure. Great, I do mean great Labor Day sale. I'm going to be telling you all about it. Right here on Northwest Expressway, just west of Council. They're building this thing, by the way, Tony, where people can walk over the Northwest Expressway.
No, I saw it the other day. I go, what, are they putting a bridge in? No, it's a pedestrian walkway.
Let me ask you, are you going to walk? Make that walk?
Negative, no.
You know what percent I'm going to do with making that walk?
0.0.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about making that walk, okay? Let's go to Lee. You're up, Lee.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm all right. Sorry about that earlier. But
gotta pay attention, Lee. You know the rules.
I know. Well, I got distracted, started talking to someone. And
yep. People do get distracted a lot. Yeah.
Ah. Yo, I'm watching. Are you guys watching Serena Williams in her last match?
No, I'm not. I'm doing a radio show.
I just thought sometimes you guys watched it on the TV or something like that.
So what's your...
But anyway...
What?
She's... Right now, she's up one set, but she's down two games on the second set. She's playing this, like, bleach blonde little... She's playing the number two seed, and she's unseeded.
Okay, and wow. So, that's a great story. You
know, Tiger Woods is there in the crowd with his girl, and you know all the everybody's.
His girlfriend, you know, or his girl, little his girlfriend or his girl.
I think it's his girlfriend because she doesn't look. She looks young. Too old to be his daughter.
Okay, she's about 18 years old.
But no, Tiger Woods. Who knows?
Yeah.
But hey, you don't make your own meatballs.
Oh, my sister did and everything, and I get them from my man, the meatball, Sarcia Sicilian. For holidays, his mom and him make the great meatball. So when I cook the good spaghetti sauce, I go to the Sarcia Sicilian.
Are those local, the Sarcia Sicilian?
Yeah, it's local. They make them themselves. They make them there. It's a food truck.
Right. Yes. I would venture a bet that those meatballs are probably better than the ones you're going to get from Ralph's.
Probably. No, I'm sure they are than Frozen Meatballs. No, they don't. The South Sicilian meatballs are as good as they get. They're big time good. Yeah.
Yeah, but if he could drive around the corner and get Ray out, he'd do it. He just
can't
do it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's especially deal. He was in Norman all the time. I get him. But, I can't get the Saucy Sicilian.
Oh, so I get you. So they, like, roll over. Yeah, they roll around in a truck. You can't call. Can you call him and, like, order up some?
No, he takes care of me for Thanksgiving when I do the holiday thing for the thing. So they do a great job, him and his mom, Saucy Sicilian. Their meatballs are great.
That's really awesome.
I'm going to be interested to taste these. I know they're frozen, but I've also been told from a really good Italian person that they're really, really good. So now he hasn't had the frozen ones. I'm going to try the frozen ones. They will not be good as a Saucy Sicilian, so I'm just telling you that.
I think what you got to do is you got to get your sauce going, and you got to drop those meatballs in there frozen and let those kind of thaw and cook out in the sauce so it gets all.
I've made Italian before. I grew up Italian. My sister married two guys from Italy. Okay, I am well educated on Italian food. Okay.
Well versed. Gotcha.
Yes. Yes.
All okay. right, man. Well, you know what? I'll let you go so you can.
Okay. See ya. Give me the Italian song, Tony.
I get to pick it.
This song was number one in the country. There's a couple of Italian songs that were number one in the country. This is really old, Tony. And when you listen to the lyrics, you're going to laugh. It's a really famous singer, too.
I have to pick it out?
I'm just giving you a clue to what the song is.
Oh, boy.
Early 50s.
Early 50s.
Dean Martin.
I mean, he's had a bunch of them. Which one? I mean,
That's Amare.
That's a cover, isn't it?
That's a hit. That's Amare.
Who did the original?
I have no idea. I don't think it's a cover.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Oh, my goodness.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Yeah, Dean definitely had too much wine.
Who was the guy that did the roast, the real serious guy? Oh, my goodness. He wrote books and as an actor. He was on a lot of the roasts. Who am I thinking of? The Dean Martin roast. Anyway, he came out one night and just, they were roasting Dean Martin. He just started reading the lyrics of that song to Dean Martin.
Milton Berle?
Who am I thinking of?
Milton Berle?
No, he wasn't a comedian. He was a serious actor. Who? He's a big guy. Who am I thinking of?
Dom DeLuise.
He was not a comedian. Serious actor.
Telly Savalas.
No.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny was a comedian.
Got a killing me. Just going through here. Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
He was Orson a trip. Welles.
Yeah, he was.
Gee, I think he was friends with Hemingway, wasn't he?
Might have been. He was a trip, though.
The way he talked was so awesome.
Well, didn't he do War? He did War of the War, right?
That's yes, H.G. Wells, right?
Oh, was it H.G. Wells?
Yeah.
Okay. They must have been cousins. Orson Welles, he was a serious, if he was friends with Hemingway, he was a party animal.
I remember an interview hearing him talk about Orson Welles, or Hemingway.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Boy, Hemingway was a party. I mean, you go, I remember this place, I told you about this place in Paris called Harry's New York Bar. And they used to tell stories of Hemingway, and he traveled with a bunch of people, and he could party. And then down in Florida, I mean, they just got all kind of things with Hemingway.
Key West is
the place.
Here, yes. I found this. This is the thing I heard here. It's Orson Welles on Hemingway here.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever meet him?
He was a very close friend of mine.
Was he?
Yeah. I knew him on and off for many years. We had a very strange relationship. He was... I never belonged to his clan because I made fun of him. And nobody ever made fun of Hemingway. Mm. But I did. And he took it, but he didn't like me to do it in front of the club. We met in a projection of a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Hemingway and Orson Welles had some good times.
Wow.
And that thing goes on for another 3 or 4 minutes, yeah.
Wow, that is... who's doing that interview?
Interview
had a weird voice.
Michael Parkinson, an English guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's definitely English. I mean, he wasn't from Hoboken, I tell you that. My goodness. Orson Welles. That is... there was a movie... It was a one of the last Woody Allen movies I really liked, Tony. It was made about 5-6 years ago. Something about Paris or France. What am I thinking of, Josh? You think, Josh? Well, Woody Allen movie about 5 or 6 years ago about the 1920s in Paris. What's his last few movies, Tony? Woody Allen.
It's been Midnight in Paris, perhaps?
Midnight in Paris. It's a great movie. Yeah.
2011. That's been a while back.
Wow. See how time we talk about Princess Di. She's been at 25 years now.
That blew me away when I heard that today. I was like, what?
I mean, my gosh. Midnight in Paris, 2011. Were you a big Woody Allen person?
No, I stopped with the Mira Sorvino movie, and then I was done with Woody Allen.
I liked the one. What was the one he did with, was it Diane Keaton? No, it was the one, they won an Academy Award. Made in the 70s. Or early 80s.
He had a ton of them, Al. Let's see, Rainy Day.
This won Academy Award. This was, really famous.
What's New Pussycat?
No, not What's New Pussycat. Tom Jones.
Bananas.
What? Not now. Woody Allen movie, one of his first, won Academy Award, Best Picture. And I think Diane Keaton was in it.
Diane Keaton. Play It Again, no. Sam?
No.
Diane Keaton was in Play It Again, Sam.
I think it was before those movies.
Wow. So go to give me the 60s?
No, give me the... Give me the 60s.
All right. There it is. What's New Pussycat? What's Up Tiger Lily? Casino Royale. Take the Money and Run. Bananas. Play It Again, Sam. Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask. Sleeper. Love and Death. The Front. Annie Hall. And
Annie Hall.
Alvy Singer, a divorced Jewish comedian, reflects on his relationship with ex-lover Annie Hall.
And who was Annie Hall? Who played Annie Hall?
Diane Keaton, it appears.
There we go. Yeah. Won an Academy Award. That was a pretty good movie. So, no, some of his movies are strange. But Midnight in Paris was pretty good. I like that. So, we are here at, let me tell you, Family Leisure. Got huge Labor Day sale going on till Monday now. So you got time. You got to check out this relaxes outside this patio set they got going on. Up to get this 60% off, really 60% off. Ready for immediate delivery. Stock tub, in stock hot tubs up to 30% off. Great selection, great delivery, and setup. Above ground pools in stock, heavily discounted. Ready for immediate delivery. So check it out, Family Leisure. We're going to come back. One more segment. 98.1 FM, Thirty Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eshbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next. The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal. You go to that makeup place, I forget what it's called, over by Penn Square Mall. Wherever.
Ulta?
Yes.
Trust me, I know.
I'm going to tell you something.
I've had to go in there for TV makeup, folks, so
sure.
Don't at me.
From the Trade Pros Heat and Air Techs Nation line, Curtis, is there a brand of lip gloss you could recommend?
You just made, there was no text that quickly.
The Morning Animals, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS.
Or in stock pools, $1,000. You hear me? $1,000. Up to, and again, I told you, up to 30% off of all stock spas. And remember, this goes on until Monday, through Labor Day. So you got time. They had several truckloads of patio furniture that just arrived. I've been sitting in some of the patio furniture. It's unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. So, better late than now. I mean, great selection. End of the season discounts up to 60%. So check it out right here at Family Leisure. They do a tremendous job. They really do. Let's go to Eric, our last call of the night. Eric, screw you, Eric. You had your chance. Now you're gone, okay? Did you have a chance, Tony?
I did, and he hung on and couldn't do it anymore.
Got to hang on.
Have to.
A song, Tony.
Oh, I got it.
This is easy.
Is it?
This is so, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Al, come on. Give me a little bit of credit here.
You might play the wrong one.
And, I don't think so. I got it here. This is the one.
Okay.
Here we go.
No.
See? What?
No.
How's You Keep Me Hanging On, not the song?
No.
Hang on. Oh, I got it. All right.
Okay. Confidence again.
I think this is it.
Okay. Strike two.
God.
Strike two.
How many more?
One more and you're out.
How many more hang-on songs are there?
One I'm thinking of.
Is not the two that I played.
Big hit. Strike two.
Yep, I'm out, Al.
Right down the middle.
I give. I've given two answers. I'm exhausted.
The Four Seasons. Frankie Valli.
Oh, my gosh. How do I?
It's a rocker, too.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm crying.
And then hear the music to bridge you, Tony.
This guitar. Whoa!
Let's hang on to what we got. That's good, huh?
Yeah, that's way better than the songs I picked.
Yes, thank you. I could have told you that. That's going to be it for me, remember. Flaming Legion. See, sale was on through Labor Day. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. Good night.
The Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance and WWLS The Sports Animal want to share a few tips so you can enjoy life in the college dorms. Protect your belongings with renter's insurance. Always check your lease agreements before signing and know what your insurance covers. Get to know your neighbors and be aware of your surroundings at all times. Lock your doors, windows, and car. Always stay alert when you're outside your home or apartment. Be aware of community guidelines for home and neighborhood safety and connect with your local OKFB agent to find the coverage that suits your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.